my fortune was to stumble upon somebody who was willing to go out and find some buffalo. Lucky me. So our opportunity to be able to offer not just cow, but goat and buffalo is amazing. And then from that also comes the other opportunity of being able to blend all of those milks together. So we do a cheese where we use cow, goat and buffalo milk.
How did it come about that you started to bring in buffalo milk and then start making buffalo cheese?
Yeah, absolutely by accident. So the young lad that delivers some of our goat milk was interested in doing his own goat farm and wondered if I wanted any more goat milk. And I actually had enough. So I said, well, not really, but if you would be interested in milking sheep or buffalo, I'll buy all of your milk. I guarantee you I'll buy all of your milk. I can still remember the first delivery of buffalo milk. It was, I don't know, 50, 60 litres or something like that. We were all so excited, and I didn't know anything about making buffalo milk cheese. I'd never, ever done it before. And I have to say, the first batch wasn't the best batch. But I learnt so much, and, you know, we understand the milk now. It's very high in milk solids. If we compare goat and buffalo, goat is around the 13, buffalo would be around 18. So the yield is amazing, and it is just the most beautiful milk to work with.
You've touched on it a little bit there, but can you elaborate a little bit further about what it is like to work with buffalo milk compared to other kinds?
It's just an incredible, incredible milk. As a cheesemaker, what you look for, you always look for, is a great set. And if I was to say to you, you don't even have to look at it and it sets. It is just such rich, beautiful milk. And, you know, obviously we needed to make adjustments to our cheesemaking process. Two or three batches were, you know, fair to middling, not great. But now we've, you know, definitely got it down pat. We understand the milk and we've made the adjustments to our recipe to, you know, bring out the best in you know, the beautiful fresh milk that we get from them.
Now we're sitting in your rather rustic kind of cheese factory, I guess you could say, on this beautiful old farm-styled kitchen table with some very, very exquisite cheeses in front of us. Can you tell me, I guess, what some of their names are?
So I just wanted to do some different styles of cheeses with the buffalo milk. Predominantly people do buffalo mozzarella, so that was a bit too predictable for me. So we started messing around with some of the cheeses that we currently do using goat milk. So we actually do a buffalo curd, which is this beautiful fresh cheese here, completely fresh, quite high moisture, and that is probably around 2 days old. So it's milk in, set overnight, cheese the next day. You can't get it any fresher than that, and it just tastes so sweet. And one of the things with buffalo milk is that it is just, people might sort of think that it's going to be a really strong flavoured milk, but it isn't. It's actually really very, very delicate.
And visually, you can see that freshness because it's a white, very fluffy looking cheese, almost like a yogurt.
Yeah, a bit moussey. We kind of say it's, you know, fluffy and a little bit moussey. So that's one of the cheeses that we do. That's our freshest cheese. From there, then we do a little bit of aging on that product. So it's the same product, but we age it for around 12 to 14 days. And by doing that, what happens is we actually extract more moisture and, you know, in order to be able to portion. So the portion over here is very similar to what would be a goat chev, but it's made with buffalo milk, so it can't be called chev because chev means goat. And so what we've done is we've actually put some beautiful smoked outback bush tomatoes as a seasoning on that cheese. It's got a really, I think smoky's the new black at the moment too, but it has that lovely smoky flavour.
Now, I actually haven't tried that one, so I might give it a go now.
Well, I hope you're impressed, Cassandra.
It's beautiful.
So it's just got that nice smoky flavour to it. So I think it has a really, you know, it has a real broad appeal. People just love that one.